Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast. You'll be glad you did.
But wait a minute. We just played the intro and we just heard you talking as if it were yesterday. This is so fitting. I can't even believe it. That as we lead off my final full-time broadcast here on Tuesday, the radio gods decide to signal me one more time. Think you're a big deal, huh? Gonna retire after today, huh? Well, here's a parting gift for you, Bob, and it's not a new car. It's a technical foul-up that is going to delay the beginning of your program by several minutes while we all scramble around looking for screwdrivers and whatever else we can find, hammers, to try and get the connection to work as it should. But hey, you know, it's all water under the bridge, and not to worry. Things will proceed apace from here. But, you know, when we broadcast remotely like this and we're using Wi-Fi that connects to a unit called a Comrex, you know how these electronics are. You know how computers are. They work fine until suddenly they don't. And so we're scrambling around trying to find the connection that will work, because the two that we previously have used when we get these kind of snafus earlier, they refuse to cooperate. So now we're using a connection that we've never used before. But look, as I said, this is all, it's small change, okay? We're going to go ahead, get underway, and not to worry, remain calm, all will be well. So here we go, hour number one, the ultimate final edition, the Bobby Mack Electric Radio Program. Great to have you along. Great for me to be here as well after a bit of scrambling. Here is how you join me, as always, and be a part of the conversation. Grab the phone, use the Ingalls Advantage talk line number, 800-347-1063. Common Sense Retirement Planning text line number, 71307, and my email address, bob@1063word.com. And as we get underway, a familiar voice joins us as the leadoff batter here on my final regular full show, and that would be Radio Hall of Famer Jim Bohannon, ladies and gentlemen.
I'm actually not here, Bob. It's another mechanical foul-up, but no. I'm here. I'm here. And we are going to miss the loudmouth of the South. But I think you might want to remind everybody that we haven't heard the last of the loudmouth of the South. You will be back.
That's true. That's true. But isn't it, I will be back, in a interesting touch of irony, Jim, since I took deservedly a significant amount of heat for the amount of vacation time that I took, to the point where, you know, it reached the ultimate conclusion of people would text me and say, "Where's Jim Bohannon and why are you filling in for him?" But it's only fitting, I think, and you know, because you've been in this business as long or longer than me, that it is only fitting that the radio gods give me the your number one salute as we get the last show underway. That's a fitting touch as far as I'm concerned.
It is. The radio gods are nasty that way. It absolutely is the case. But anyway, I just wanted to get in my two cents worth. I know a lot of people are going to have a lot of things they want to say to you. I just want to say what a privilege and a pleasure. And, of course, Bob will still be around to fill in for Charlie James, and so will I. So,
yes.
I mean, there's lots of...
Yeah, they're
all of that.
Yeah, they can't get rid of me quite that easily. So I'm looking forward to that.
You're going to break 60 at Pebble Beach, right?
Yeah, good luck with that. People saying, shoot my age. Yeah, right. Good luck.
Yeah.
I just, I'm thrilled if I can finish the round with the same golf ball that I started with. All right?
That's good. Well, anyway, listen, I know we're approaching a break here. I just wanted to get in my two cents with everybody should call in and then give their special salute and love to Bob today, because it's a special day. And you're a heck of a guy, a great broadcaster, and a great human being too, folks. I got to assure you of that. Bob is just the ultimate. He really is. And
well,
we will miss you full time, sir.
You are too kind, Jimbo, and your friendship has been a blessing, you and Annabelle. And now that I have more free time, we'll all get together and we'll do another one of our Radio Good Guys dinners again.
I would like that. That would be fantastic, sir.
Super. Jimbo Hannon, charter member of the Radio Broadcast Hall of Fame. He's in the Radio's Hall of Fame and does their induction ceremony every year. And his reputation precedes him, as they say. Thanks, Jimbo. Great to have you here, buddy.
Thank you, Bob.
You, sir.
Take care, sir. Everybody give Bob a call. Give him a shout. Take care.
Thanks, Jimbo. You too. And thanks for all the great fill-in work past few years. Been terrific. 16 after 3 here on the Bobby Mack Show. Now that we have got things back on a normal course, we will proceed along here on the final edition of the Bobby Mack Show. Be right back.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Welcome back. 3:22 here on the Bobby Mack Show this Tuesday afternoon, December 22nd. Just one more word or two about my friend Jimbo Hannon, who I've known for a pretty long time now. You want to talk about people with a legendary career in radio. You don't have to go any further than Mr. Bohannon worked at some of the great classic top 40 radio stations back in the so-called golden era of rock and roll radio on AM, including Big Ten, WCFL in Chicago. And you all remember when Larry King, before he went to CNN and did his show, Larry King had a long-time late-night syndicated radio show. I guess it was on Mutual, and now one company has bought another over the years. But when Larry King left, Jim Bohannon was tagged to replace Larry on that show. And he is still doing it today. Talk about an incredible run. So kudos to another legendary broadcaster, Jim Bohannon. To the phones we go. Let's see. Let's go to Gray Court. That is Alonzo Country. And welcome Katie into the program. Hello, my dear. How are you today? Oop, we got that hiss as if the cell phone has dropped out. Katie, you there? She may have run into the black hole of Calcutta of cell phone coverage. I tell you what, put her back on hold for a minute, Moneypenny, and we'll see if she drives back into a coverage zone. In the meantime, we go to Ken, who is in Greenville. Hi, Ken, and welcome to the show.
Yeah, I think they're playing a rerun. Bobby's going to miss his last day. What the heck's going on? Yeah. Who's returning now?
What kind of deal is this? He's been building up to it's going to be his last show, and then we get a rerun?
Last show, he can't even show up.
What the heck is going on here? That's what we were asking ourselves, Ken. But fortunately, technically all is forgiven and we're good to go.
Hey, it all happens, you know. But many happy holidays to you and happy retirement. Someday I hope to get there too. Someday soon.
You will.
I'm turning 60 next year, but man, it seems like a long ways off.
Yeah, yeah. I know what you mean. Yeah, because I thought I would be gone. I thought I would be gone long before this.
Yeah. Anyway, did you ever see this golfer? His name was John. I can't remember his last name. He hit the ball. It skipped across the water and went in the hole.
Oh, are you talking about recently?
Yeah, it was maybe about a month ago.
Yeah, that was...
I see on YouTube. I couldn't believe it. Skipped it across the water.
Yeah, in one of the one of the practice rounds on 16 at Augusta.
Yeah, I think that's where it was. Yeah. I was on YouTube and it's like, and he hits the ball, it skips across the water, goes across the green, it does a little circle, goes right in the hole.
Yeah, pretty amazing. We'll see that shot again anytime soon.
Yeah. But well, hopefully your golf game goes that good, huh?
That would be nice. I can but hope. Listen, Ken, I greatly appreciate.
I've never played the game, but I've watched occasionally on and off, you know.
Well, listen, yeah, I mean, you know, if you're in need of a nap, all you need to do is turn on PGA Tour Golf. At least it works for me. It's better than Sominex. You know, I just you're gone in about 5 minutes.
Yeah.
Well, geez.
Have a good rest of your day, Bobby, and happy retirement. And many, you know, and hopefully your health holds up and have a good holiday and all that good jazz.
You bet. You too, Ken. Hope you have a Merry Christmas and a great New Year. And you're not going to totally get rid of me. I mean, I'll be back in a nice ironic twist. I'll be back filling in for people who go on vacation. So, you know, it's the scales of justice will be balanced somewhere. Katie is now back to where we have a cell phone connection with her. Hello, Katie. How are you, my dear?
Hi, Bobby Mac. I'm doing great. I just wanted to, I'm 20 years old. I've been listening to you basically since you came on and for most of my life. And I just wanted to thank you for the impact you've had on me, my political journey, and on my family and on the upstate community.
Wow. Thank you very much. Have you been, were you tossed into the maw of public education, Katie?
No, sir. I am blessed to have been homeschooled.
Good for you and good for your parents. So, so you are lacking the typical indoctrination of someone in your age group.
Thankfully, yes, sir. I was blessed to have had, you know, for my civics class, it was, we tune into the Bobby Mac show at 3 o'clock.
Holy cow. Well, I am, of course, now the chancellor emeritus, but for many years, the dean of Insensitivity University for Non-Politically Correct Studies, and certainly a lot cheaper than Harvard or Yale.
I'd say a lot better, too.
Greatly appreciated. Thank you, Katie. I appreciate the call. Good to hear from you. When I hear from people in your age group, it always is reassuring to me to know that the generations that are going to be carrying the torch into the future, Thomas Jefferson said no generalization is correct. And when I hear people talking about this generation or that generation, millennials this, millennials that, and I tell them, look, I hear from lots of young people who have their heads screwed on right and understand the challenges that lie ahead. And as I said, it's constantly reassuring to me, Katie, to hear from people such as yourself.
Yes, sir. And I'm not the only one. I have others in my friend group. There's, you know, many young homeschool students in the upstate that grew up listening to you, and you've shaped how they look at politics and how they will vote and engage with the political arena.
Well, very humbling to know that. Thank you, Katie. I appreciate it very much. Thanks for taking the time to call today. And keep up the good fight, okay?
Yes, sir. You too.
You too. 3:29 here on the Bobby Mac Show. Annie is ready to go. She's in the news center in her covert newscasting locale, and I'll be right back on the other side. More of your calls are on the way here on the Bobby Mack Show. Oh, and before we get there, Moneypenny, since we're using Christmas bumpers, since we are so close to the big day, you probably have heard discussions between Moneypenny and myself about my intense dislike for one particular Christmas song, Burl Ives and Holly Jolly Christmas. I hate to use the word hatred because that's too strong, but let's just say I have an intense dislike for it. And as we review some of the great moments from past Bobby Mack shows, the Bobby Mack semi-professional players put this together with the knowledge that Holly Jolly is not my favorite.
You know, Holly Jolly Christmas is a song you always hear. Been on radio and TV shows for the 100th time this year. You know, Holly Jolly Christmas is a Christmas song of glee. But it's no joke to some of you folks, it brings insanity.
You bet.
Ho, ho, when you were young, it used to be so fun. Now it haunts and makes you want to blow your brains out with a gun. Now that Holly Jolly Christmas plays repeatedly in your head.
Oh, please.
Oh, by golly, it's a song that makes you wish you were dead.
thank goodness that's the last time we'll hear that. 3:31, Annie's ready in the news center. I'm right back on the other side. You know, that was the best-selling record of all time for just forever, you know, like decades and decades. 3:38, 22 before 4 here on the Bobby Mack Show. Bobby Foghorn Leghorn has the China virus. I say, that's not a chicken, boy. It's a dog. poor Governor McTaxter. Ay, ay, ay. Nice, though, to see the bipartisanship in Washington, isn't it? Where Republicans and Democrats can come together to rob American taxpayers. Kudos to the lone holdouts in the Senate. Let me see if I have that list here. Gee, you know what I see missing from this list? The names of the two senators from South Carolina, Lindsey Graham-Nasty and Tim Scott. MIA. The lone holdouts in the Senate against Mitch McConnell, the turtle, mushmouth, mumbles McConnell, said, I'd like to have a unanimous vote on the bill for rob American taxpayers. The lone holdouts in the Senate, Marsha Blackburn of Tennessee, who was on the program recently, Ted Cruz of Texas, Ron Johnson of Wisconsin, Mike Lee of Utah. there's a typo on this list that I've got in front of me. It says Ron Paul, Republican Kentucky, instead of Rand Paul. Yeah, everybody's entitled to one mistake. And Rick Scott of Florida. But what a terrific bill. $82 billion for colleges and schools, out of which I strongly object. If there was one good thing about the China flu lockdowns, is that they seem to be destroying the liberal bastions, colleges and universities. They no longer educate, as you know, they indoctrinate. They are ground zero for every foul idea destroying America, including anti-Americanism, anti-constitutionalism, racial hatred, gender madness. The list goes on and on. So the remaining $1.4 trillion will go for such worthwhile and desperately needed projects as a climate advisory program. Yeah, here we go again with climate change stuff. $10 million taxpayer dollars for gender programs in Pakistan, as Obama used to say, an investigation into the 1908 Springfield race riot, horse racing integrity, to make sure they're not getting performance-enhancing drugs, funding for museum exhibits about women, $700 million to Sudan, $135 million to Burma, $85.5 million to Cambodia, $1.4 billion for Asia Reassurance, whatever that may be, $130 million for Nepal, $193 million for new cars for federal HIV/AIDS workers stationed abroad. In addition to funds to stop teenagers from drinking and hooking up. Good luck. Good luck with the success of that. And it just, you know, another $40 million for the Kennedy Center. They just got $25 million and fired all their employees anyway. Mobsters. That's what we have in D.C. anymore. They're worse than the mafia. So endeth that rant. To the phones we go. Thanks for calling today. Scott is in Boiling Springs. Hello, Scott, and welcome to the program. Oh, I'm sorry. Money, Penny, and Florence, man, I need to be going to Chris in Fountain Inn. Rather than Scott. Hello, Chris, and welcome to the show.
Good afternoon, Bobby Mac. I hope today finds you well.
Yes, sir. Fine and dandy. Thank you.
I'm going to try to keep this as succinct as possible, but I just wanted to thank you for all your years. You've turned a disillusioned, you know, somebody who despises politics and politicians and all their works into somebody who's more active. And my wife also wanted to wish you well and God bless, and you and your baby doll, Brenda, and little Miss Megan. And we can't wait to hear you again. And I think Charlie's going to fit in.
Yep, I think he's going to do just fine. And let me tell you, Chris, if anybody has a hand in selecting what their legacy is going to be, and I guess I'm sort of at that point, having energized people to fight the good fight and to stand up for the conservative principles this nation was founded on, the Constitution and its founding documents, and continue to fight the overwhelming leftist agenda that we're surrounded with now, that would be fine with me to have encouraged people to stand up for what has made America great.
Yes, sir, and I do appreciate it. We all appreciate it, and we all thank the world of you.
Very kind. Thank you, Chris. I appreciate it. I hope you and your family have a Merry Christmas, and let's hope that it is a Happy New Year. Let me quickly get Mike in Boiling Springs in here. What's that, Money Penny? Oh, I'm sorry. Will is next up. He is in Greer. I'm going to get the call screen straight today at some point. Hey, Will, sorry for a misidentification. Good to have you here.
Oh, no problem. Boy, in that bill, too, I was glad to hear that the Sri Lankan Navy will finally get their boat fixed. That was $15 million of that, and they're going to be able to get their boat fixed. So that's good news.
Yeah, and it is good news because the admiral of the Sri Lankan Navy has been reduced to reviewing the fleet using a glass-bottom boat.
Yeah. Yes, that's pretty bad.
That is bad.
But I wanted to thank you for your wit and your wisdom that you do share with us, and it is wit and wisdom, but I've determined what the secret of your wisdom is, your wit is.
Uh-huh.
It's your ability to accurately report the stupid things that people say and do.
And do it with relish.
You don't need any new material.
That's right.
Your material is just there. You just got to find it.
Isn't that the truth? So, you know, it's.
But you give us a feel good attitude though, and it reminds us that we as the listeners, we always tend to take ourselves a lot more seriously than the people around us do.
You bet.
And kind of keeps us on an even keel. So we will miss you. and appreciate everything that you've done for the Upstate. And I forgot to say this, too. I am a first-time caller, and I've looked forward to this for a long time.
Well, here it comes, because Moneypenny has the cowbell in hand to welcome you as a first-time caller. There you go.
Thank you, Moneypenny, and thank you, Bob, for all that you've done for us.
Pleasure. Thank you for the kind words.
Very much appreciated. Merry Christmas.
You too, sir. 3:47, 13 before 4 here on the Bobby Mac Show. I'll be right back. Did you by chance have an opportunity to see the Christmas star last night, the conjunction of Saturn and Jupiter? Wow. Pretty impressive, and a number of people using telescopes posted pictures on their Facebook pages. That was neat. That's a sight that has not been seen in 800 years. Back to the phones we go. Now we go to Mike in Boiling Springs. I inadvertently tried to introduce you too quickly, Mike. Sorry about that, but good to have you here.
Good evening, Mr. Mac.
Yes, sir. Welcome.
You there?
Oh, yep.
Okay. I thought my phone dropped out there for a minute.
Whoops. No, you're good.
Yeah. All right. Yeah. I finally got through. Was able to call. I don't think I'd be able to get around to being able to call you one last time.
Well, I appreciate that.
You there?
Yeah. Uh-huh. I'm here. Okay. Go right ahead.
Yep. Yeah. I'm calling and wishing you a good, happy retirement. I actually enjoy listening to you on the radio these past about year and a half.
Well, I appreciate that.
But that's all right, though. I know I'll catch you on the waves when you fill in for somebody.
You bet. I'll be scattered, like they say on the theme song for WKRP. I'll be scattered up and down the dial here.
Yeah.
Well, thank you, Mike.
I heard you play that thing yesterday about from back in the day when you had been doing Top 40. That was interesting. That was wild. I liked that.
Yeah, those were good times. Radio was substantially different then because it was driven by personality, and if you had one, you could be successful. Sadly, now much of what we hear is guys reading, and women as well reading. That's an interesting point, by the way. When I started in radio, there was one woman in the radio station. And she was the receptionist and general manager secretary. And I can remember mid-70s, we got a female disc jockey at WHBQ in Memphis, and it was, shocking to a lot of people. Wait a minute, there's a Top 40 station, and there's a woman on there.
Yeah, gender doesn't matter. If you got the skills to pay the bills, you got it.
Amen. Yeah. Amen. Yep, if you got the talent, you got the gig.
Yep.
Well, thank you, Mike. I appreciate
that. I've met a few women DJs in my life, so.
Gotcha. Well, listen, I appreciate the good wishes, and thanks for taking the time to call today. It's great to hear from you. 3:55 here on the Bobby Mac Show. Let me quickly get Sharon. She is in Spartanburg. Hello, Sharon, and welcome to the Bobby Mac Show.
Hey, Bobby. I'm sure going to miss you. Can I have your home phone number? Listen, I'm old and bitter, and sometimes I just need to vent.
I hear you. Well, I'll be back to give you opportunities to do that.
I mainly called because of this relief thing they have for the virus.
Right, or at least that's what they're saying.
Curious,
yeah,
that they put all that stuff in there. Why are we sitting on our butts when we ought to be on our way walking to Washington?
Good question.
I mean, every single time, it's like Lucy in the football.
Right.
And the things that they put in there are not in imminent danger like these families that have no income.
Yeah. Yeah, it's been
that
aptly.
Money could have been and should have. It's their money.
You bet. Absolutely, it's their money. But don't worry,
and,
they're going to toss
like,
us.
What's your name in paper in the moon? I want my $200.
Well, They're going to continue to toss us some crumbs.
What they do to us every time, and the only reason they pass these things so they can get their little special projects done.
Sure.
And this money needs to go to these families that are in dire shape.
And now they're talking about locking them down again. This is all by design. It's part of crushing small businesses in America and making more and more people dependent on government. And it is absolutely
despicable. I think
despicable.
This is part in design, too. Russia's going to be going. Now you're going. And what is next?
Yeah.
I ask you.
Good question. Well,
seriously, these people, they need to be calling Washington day or night.
Well, we all will. We'll stay tuned and find out what's ahead. Thank you, Sharon. I've got to run because I'm up against the news. See you back with hour number two here on the Bobby Mack Show on Tuesday.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.